WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israeli military is grappling with the possibility Iran used multiple warhead missiles to challenge its Iron Dome. An Israeli military official telling the AP that Iran may have used it in today's attack on a hospital in Beersheba.
The Soroka Hospital, it took a direct hit from an Iranian missile this morning. The front doors of this only trauma center in the south of the country blown off. The bottom of the ground covered in glass. The facade of one of the crucial units entirely blown off. Israel trying to make account now of what happened this morning.
ABC's Ian Panel. Landfall hours ago for Hurricane Eric near Acapulco was a Category 3. SpaceX is asking people not to approach the test site where its Starship rocket blew up late last night. You could hear the blast from 2 miles away. SpaceX describes the explosion as a major anomaly. Elon Musk says there are no hazards nearby. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a flurry of bills yesterday, both in the Senate and the Assembly. But they started out with a moment of silence for the victims of the Minnesota shootings, their families, and the whole state. This is from the Senate.
I request that my colleagues join me in a moment of silence to honor our colleague from Minnesota, Representative and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark, who were assassinated over the weekend, as well as our colleague from Minnesota, Senator John Hoffman, and his wife Yvette, who were grievously injured in the same attack.
Without objection.
The Senate and the Assembly were in session discussing everything from training for EMS workers to school safety grants. Republican Senator Jesse James from Chippewa County in a press conference before the session, he authored this bill for school safety grants.
It's all too often that we turn on the news and see the headline of another school shooting. These tragedies break our hearts and crush our communities. In recent months, we've seen all too clearly that this can even happen here in Wisconsin.
But this plan for extra money to help school districts improve safety fell apart. Democrats say an amendment added by Republicans strips the plan of its actual funding for schools to pay for it. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
You're just playing games. You're just daring the governor to veto this because you think that it'll score political points. You think you can go home and tell your constituents that you did something for school safety. Well, you didn't.
A total of 30 bills was on the agenda yesterday for the Senate. Meanwhile, the budget process continues today for lawmakers. The Joint Finance Committee is set to take up the budget for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. Committee co-chair Republican Mark Bourne said on Tuesday that they would be taking up the plan to reform prisons today as well. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know Coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 70 at our studios.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myers from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
We're talking about a negative 41 net favorability rating among independents in the center of the electorate. You rarely ever see pieces of legislation or proposed pieces of legislation as unpopular as this. But here you see it in two polls, 26 points underwater and 29 points underwater. No good.
Ha ha. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie, Bella with a Z, and the lovely Dana Goldberg.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Hello, lovely lady, straight from the Richard Chu program. Yes. I heard that this morning. It was a pleasant surprise to hear you on that show.
We love our Richard Chu in Chicago. I hope you listen to him. He's a wonderful man, like one of the good guys.
He really is.
One of the good guys.
Love that guy.
I mean, he was raised by a really strong mom, and he's got a very strong wife. And, you know, he respects his relationships with the women in his life. And he's a good man. He's a good man.
Yep. Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise. I'm like,
thank you.
Hey, I know her.
You're like, I know that voice.
I know her. So let's start off with the gay of the day. Who is it?
You're amazing. It's Carl Bean. For some reason, if you all didn't hear me last Thursday or before that, I don't know. I've been doing the series on Instagram and all social media, but mainly Instagram. And I'm highlighting an LGBTQ hero every day for the month of Pride. And so if you don't follow me, go there right now.
Yep.
Even while you're on the radio. It's DG Comedy. And share one of the stories. So Carl Bean's amazing. He's an archbishop. He started what's basically the first black LGBTQ church. But he was also the impetus for Lady Gaga's Born This Way song, because he recorded a version of it that Motown picked up long time ago. Mm-hmm. And he's an incredible man. So for Juneteenth, it's make sure that we raise up our voices of the black community and the people that have contributed to the history of this community.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your posts. It's very, it's informative and it's eye-opening. If you don't know certain people that were gay, you may not know. Mm-hmm. And then you honored Kristen Chenoweth, whom my mom is close with, and I've gotten to be close with, and I just adore her.
Yeah, she's one of my best. I get videos from Kristen sometimes that make me so happy, like in her robe or in their bed, and I get to see the real her, and she's incredible. So every Friday we have an Ally Friday.
Right.
I'm so excited because tomorrow is Yardley Smith.
Now, some people
won't know that name, but they will know the voice of Lisa Simpson.
Right.
So make sure that And really just amplify these. If you can share them to your stories, that's what helps me the
sure.
most, because then it reaches more people and people get to hear about these things. And I think right now when they're trying to erase many people in the community and take Harvey Milk's name off of ships and decide that the trans people weren't part of Stonewall, which is insanity, it's more important than ever to raise up the voices and the stories of the people who contributed, because it's immeasurable. Their contributions are immeasurable.
Amen. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for letting me highlight it.
Absolutely. So, I know you have thoughts.
I got over my rage from yesterday. What are we doing today?
We're going to probably have to bring it back up.
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
So, the HHS has axed the suicide prevention hotline for the LGBTQ plus youth. And I know some people are arguing that they should bring it back, even some in the GOP, which is good. But yeah. obviously, this is why do that? What?
It's cruelty. Cruelty is the point. There's no reason to do this. There's really no reason to do this. It's literally saving lives. You can't tout yourself as the party of pro-life if you're not going to save the lives of everybody.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm talking after birth, because that's when they become human beings. Let's just.
Well, they don't care about that. They've never cared about babies after they're born. Otherwise, we'd have food and housing and clothing for people, you know, if they couldn't care less about.
Yeah, it's infuriating. I know that what we've always done and will continue to do is find a way around this. The LGBTQ community is going to continue to make resources for their youth. And, you know, even the decision by the Supreme Court yesterday, you know, Chase Strangio of the UC, of the ACLU, He's the one that argued in front of the Supreme Court. He's the first trans man to ever do it. He's incredible. It's a blow to the community for sure. It was a painful day, but the fight's not over. Trans people have found a way to get the gender affirming care that they need. We're going to continue to, and the blue states are going to continue to do that. I just feel, and my heart aches for all of the people who live in red states who can't afford to move, don't want to leave their homes,
right.
nor should they have to.
Right.
And so I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again to all my trans and non-binary family that's listening. We love you. You are valid. And I'm going to continue to fight, you know, next to you the best I can. So just know that you've got people. Please, please, please do not give up.
Well, yeah. I mean, Canada basically has said, hey, y'all can call us if you've got problems. So thank you, Canada, even though we're being mean to you, or at least our stupid president's being mean to you. With the Supreme Court ruling, it's Plessy. It's Plessy versus Ferguson. It's basically saying the cis boys can get gender-affirming care if they have issues. Cis girls can get gender-affirming care if they have issues, but you can't. It makes literally, and it's taking away parents' rights.
100%. Every parent should be freaked out by this ruling from the Supreme Court. Everyone. This isn't, and it's not about science. Charlotte Clymer, an incredible trans woman, served in the military. It was the rapid response for human rights campaign for a long time. This was never about science.
Right.
This is a corrupt Supreme Court that is doing the bidding for whoever is either buying them off, has helped them in the past, you know, whatever got rid of $200,000 worth of debt. Would still love to know who paid that for Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
This is the cruelty is the point. This is a small, minute a community compared to the population of this country, and this is what they're focusing on. It's just cruelty.
Yeah, it's when this came down yesterday, I was just Sotomayor's dissent was spot on.
Yes, pitch perfect.
It was exactly what I just don't understand. Well, they'll fit anything to their ideology at this point. They don't care, because they just don't. I mean, for instance, I know a lot of people in these red states, the parents will have to figure out a way for the doctors to get their children the care by saying they have something else wrong with them, because they can't use gender dysphoria anymore in order to get the care, which is insane. Like, for instance, when I smoked and my doctor wanted me to quit, or she was going to take me off the pill, speaking of gender care. I was like, really don't want to get pregnant, so I need to quit smoking. And she said, well, there's this drug, but insurance doesn't cover it. So I'm going to say that you've got a problem with this, which was the drug is the generic version of it is Wellbutrin. And it helps you quit smoking. And it's a different regimen than if you're depressed. But she goes, yeah, I'm just going to say you're depressed and you only need it for 7 weeks. So I was able to get that care because that's not by law. It's just insurance wasn't covering it at the time. I hope they do now. But So that's a way doctors can hopefully get around it for these boys and girls that need the care that they need. Because as you've stated on a number of occasions, the earlier you get the puberty blockers, the better it is. Mm-hmm. Once you hit puberty, it's just so much mm-hmm. more difficult for people. Because I know plenty of adults that didn't start getting their therapy until they were adults.
Right.
And so it's like my grandniece, she was 26. And she started taking her hormones at 26. I wish she had been able to start taking them when she was 10 or 11.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the science says that it's healthy and it is beneficial. When trans people, and I obviously am speaking as a cis person, and it's always better when we have a trans person at the table, but from everything I've learned from all of the people that are in my life, when you have gender dysphoria and you start to go through puberty and you're actually visibly seeing your body start to change in ways that make you feel even less like yourself, mm-hmm. it does cause psychological damage that you have to then try and unwire.
Right.
And so for all the people that will like, oh, you don't want to mess with puberty, every scientific study says that it is actually better if they can allow people who want to take puberty blockers before to do that, to be that their authentic selves.
Well, because they will give,
and it's also reversible. That's what
I
want to say.
Yes, that's the thing. It's hormones.
No one is doing surgery on trans kids. You know who they're doing surgery on? Intersex children at birth and deciding that they're the wrong sex mm-hmm. because of something that is external that they're looking at, going, oh, it's a boy. Oh, it's a girl.
Right.
And then 20 years later, they're realizing that a doctor made a decision for them that they should have had a right to make.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the issues are coming up. That's why I hate this binary discussions about gender and sex, because even sex scientifically is not binary.
Right. No, it's not. I mean, anybody that knows that. Like, okay, brain fart. Anyway.
yeah, menopause moments. Welcome to Menopause Moments on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
And that's what I was about to bring up. So, speaking of hormones, because I was on hormones for 30 years to not have babies. And when I was 50, my gynecologist said, okay, we need to check your hormone levels. So I want you to stop taking the pill for 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. That's it. Yep. And then it's on me. And she was adorable. I said, so should my husband and I use condoms? And she went, sure. Like, you're not going to get pregnant.
Yeah, like, whatever you want to do.
Whatever. If it makes you feel better, little girl. And obviously, menopause. But I was way through it by that point. But yeah, I mean, I was on the hormones for years. And then I stopped taking them. Nothing bad happened. Nothing untoward happened. And we found out I was in menopause. I could have kept on the hormones, but because of cancer in my family, I decided not to. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like you can quit them, and in 2 weeks, you're back to a friend of mine. When she finally got female on her driver's license, you know, mm-hmm. that made her feel so much better. But when she couldn't afford her hormones, all of a sudden, she sounded more masculine, you know what I mean? And everything looked different than how she normally looked. And it's terrible. And that's just somebody that couldn't afford it, let alone somebody
Absolutely.
Who denied it by law.
And that's what I'm talking about with the parents. Like, it's not far-fetched to say, okay, if you believe in vaccinations and all of the sudden RFK Jr. decides, you know what, let's do herd immunity. Let's no vaccinations anymore. Parents, you're not allowed to have access to those to protect children.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't think they're going to come for cis kids in this country and they're not going to come for rights of your own children, you are sorely mistaken. This is a slippery slope. And every time we see ground, I was like, that doesn't sound right. every time we lose ground, it's for the entire community. I'm not just talking LGBTQ. It's the population of the United States. Every time someone loses a right,
mm-hmm.
it gives them more power to take away yours.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why people aren't speaking up, especially any child that is getting gender-affirming care should be between their doctor and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
It should have nothing to do with other people's children or other people's parents. I just don't understand how this happened in this country where we got to the point that other people get to make decisions about other people's children.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I know. Super funny this morning, but, you know, there's still some rage in me. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It is 19 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're over 50, and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen. Mm. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel the real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. With over 5 million jars sold, and over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie now. Supplies are limited, and demand is surging.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you age, the age, the age, and just don't care.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist.
Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Brian Wilson.
I should have played that last week.
Yeah.
But,
oh, well.
You know.
Oh, my sweet song. Carney.
I know,
texted
poor
her
Carney.
As soon as I saw it. Yeah.
I saw her last, like, 2 days before he died.
Yeah,
she's at that Hollywood
phenomenal.
Thing. Oh, she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh my God, if you don't know Carney Wilson, you often have to know she curses like a sailor.
Oh, she does.
Is the funniest person, one of the funniest people I've ever met. She's a phenomenal human being.
She is. I went to fat camp with her. So
did you really?
I
she did.
Did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I hadn't seen her. I'd talked to her several times, but I hadn't seen her in person. And she was at this thing with like six people I knew. So Lonnie and I went to this thing. It was people, you know, autograph signing kind of thing, kind of a little convention in Burbank. So we went, and I went to her and her sister and China's table, and I said, Carney, it's Jodie Hamilton. She goes, hi! You know, and her mom was sitting next to her, and she goes, how do you know each other? I said, well, I went to Weight Watchers, and her mom looks at me. She goes, well, it worked for her.
Oh! Oh, my God.
And we all started laughing. I said, well, it did take time. Trust me, it took time.
Jeez.
Her mom's
God, leave it to parents.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
But, well, she's, you know, Carney knows. But yeah, it was like a day or two before her dad passed away. It's just so, yeah. I'm heartbroken over that. Because she was supposed to
I mean, he was a legend.
Yes.
He's a legend.
Absolutely.
I got to see him perform on Maui when I was living there in 1983.
Wow.
Yeah.
When someone like Paul McCartney looks up to Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, exactly.
Yeah.
You know he's a legend.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Beach Boys, you know, they were a phenomenal, phenomenal band. So I like this tweet, though. Blue Sky, excuse me. He said, if you ever see a bruise on my knee, it's not from wild sex. I 100% hit myself with my own pickleball paddle. Oh, Dina.
Listen, everyone, if you play pickleball, if you're listening, you know damn well you have a bruise somewhere on your body that you caused yourself. 100%.
A friend of mine is an orthopedic surgeon, and he says by far the most number of sports injuries he gets are people coming in with pickleball injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
What is it about that?
It is an intense game. Yes. It's not supposed to be. One of my dear friends is actually the number one female seniors player in the world,
wow.
And she is like... She says she's a sloth. She takes her time on the court. She goes slow, but a lot of people are, you know, balls to the wall doing that. I hope I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, as soon as it came out of my mouth. Okay. I don't like them going in or coming out, so it doesn't matter. Either way, it's awkward. People will injure themselves.
Yeah.
Like the stopping and going on the courts, most of them are blown out knees and Achilles.
That's exactly it.
Yep. I know people that have literally just fallen and broken their wrist. People are taking this sport way too seriously if you're not sponsored.
I thought it was supposed to be just a fun sport that people played.
No, it's more intense than tennis.
It can be a death match.
Yeah.
And I've heard some people play it naked, so that sounds even more dangerous.
People play it as intensely.
Where?
At nudist camps they play it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
People play it as intensely on the big court as ping pong people play ping pong.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Like in the Olympics.
Exactly.
It will be an Olympic sport one day.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
That's so funny to me.
They get their act together, there's a bunch of governing bodies that don't agree on some of the rules and what needs to be, like, how you're ranked and all that. Fascinating conversation for those of you that hate sports this morning.
Didn't we come for the news? When did they switch over to CNN?
to ESPN.
I know. It was Carlos was here yesterday. Why am I talking about sports today? Well,
and you're a former PE teacher, so, you know,
see,
that's what
you
we get.
You sport the sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love sports.
Oh, my goodness. It's already 29 minutes after. Goodness gracious. More with
them. We got to go, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. No, we have 30 more minutes.
That was a sports segment.
Sports segment over. All right. We'll be right back with more Dana Goldberg on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Juneteenth. While the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, it took 2 years to get the news to enslaved people in Confederate states. That news finally came to Texas on June 19, 1865, telling the last enslaved people in the country they were free. Governor Tony Evers raised the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol yesterday.
For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this back home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs and Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it took us another 2 decades to get it right.
Wisconsin started marking Juneteenth in 2009. This is the 6th year in a row the flag has flown at the state capitol building. Meanwhile, the annual Juneteenth parade is this Saturday here in Madison. It starts at the Madison Labor Temple and goes up Park Street. The parade ends at Penn Park, which hosts the yearly celebration. Juneteenth in the park goes from noon to 6 on Saturday, and all are welcome. And because it's Juneteenth, remember, trash is not getting picked up within Madison city limits today. If Thursday is normally your garbage day, your cans will be emptied tomorrow. Meanwhile, officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their Wisconsin locations could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they get at Planned Parenthood. That includes routine health care or annual checkups. Public money, like what funds Badger Care, already cannot be used to pay for abortion costs, according to federal law. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and warm today with high temperatures reaching the mid-80s with light winds. We'll become partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. And some could be strong. After that, the heat and humidity builds and we soar to the 90s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Dan Schaefer, political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to help us recombobulate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's
one outspoken anti-war MAGA mouthpiece is former famous person and thoughtful hemorrhoid Tucker Carlson. In his newsletter, Carlson wrote, Washington knew these attacks would happen. Politicians purporting to be America first can't now credibly turn around and say they had nothing to do with it. Now, Trump didn't like that, arguing, well, considering that I'm the one that developed America first, and considering that the term wasn't used until I came along,
what?
I think I'm the one that decides that.
Lindbergh used
For the record, Trump did not come up with America first. America first was the motto of Nazi-friendly Americans in the 1930s,
yep.
Okay? Trump wasn't Nazi-friendly until 2017.
34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Mids Miller with Chris Bella with a Z and Dana Goldberg. Thank you.
Dana with a G.
Yeah. Dana with a G.
DG Comedy.
DG in the house.
That's right. DG Comedy.
Well, on what Colbert just said, Donald doesn't believe that MAGA's mad at him.
No.
He actually said, oh, God, I hate him. I do not do a Donald impression, everybody, so don't even think.
That's okay. Neither does Stephanie, and she tries every day.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't let that stop her.
Yeah, I don't even
Stephanie,
try.
I love you.
I'm not even going to try. But he said, apparently, when he was putting up the stupid flagpoles yesterday, my supporters are more in love with me today, and I'm more in love with them. More than they even were at the election time when we had a total landslide. I may have some people that are a little bit unhappy now, but I have some people that are very happy, and I have people outside of the base that can't believe this is happening, so they're so happy. Help.
Yeah, no, you can't make sense of it, the word salad. No one's happy. That's one of the things that actually gives me some hope, is the constituents. Republicans they're getting hurt by this, and they're turning on the people that they voted into office because they're not actually protecting them. So his delusion, I'm not sure if he really believes what he's saying, or he's got to tell himself this. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell whether he actually believes what's coming out of his mouth, or if he knows and he just has to cover it up, because he'll never admit someone doesn't like him.
No, he can't possibly. I mean, what's sad about him, and I do not feel sorry for him, is his only friends are people that he pays.
Yeah.
Or that want something from him.
Or that
other
are getting
friendship.
Something from him. Yeah, 100%.
It's a pitiful existence. He's pathetic.
Yeah, I would imagine his own children also hate him.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
I don't think Ivanka's not been around because she just isn't, you know, she got tired of making billions of dollars. I think she's really trying to distance herself from her dad.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think any of his children like him, because the only thing he holds over them is money.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, Tiffany wanted at some point, according to reports, to join the Peace Corps. And he said that if she did, she's cut off.
Yeah.
It's like, really? That's a good thing. You should encourage children to do something for the betterment of society. But no, God forbid he does that.
No, I'm sure he had a dream at some point of being a Rockette. And his father was like, absolutely not. You're going into the family business and we're going to use and abuse you, even though you're the dumbest one. And basically, he wasn't allowed to go after his dreams. I'm sure of it. It's when they took away that Tonka truck, you know.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, Mary Trump talks about it in her book. That's this fight with his truck that got taken away, and both of them got, you know, there was so much damage to this person. It is just really unfortunate that the rest of the country is paying for it.
The planet at this point is having to
That's
pay
true,
for it.
Actually, that has gone way beyond the United States. Canada, we're sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Canada. We didn't mean it. At least most of us didn't. Seth in Los Angeles, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent, and it's so nice to talk to you, Dana.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I've been meaning to tell you for a while, Jody, I went to fat camp. I went to Weight Watchers camp.
When? What year? I went in 79. What year did you go?
So, let's see. It must have been a little before you.
Okay.
I'm a little older than you. We put on our show that year was your mother's first Broadway show, but everyone called it Once Upon a Fattress. It was an embarrassing experience.
We did
and
Grease.
We ran a black. Oh, you did. We ran a black market candy operation.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure there were black market candy operations.
Oh my God, there's a South Park episode about that. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I've
and
got
we
stories.
Got busted.
Oh, you got busted?
Oh.
Yeah, we got busted. We did get caught, and they had to write our parents. It was humiliating. The whole experience was the most humiliating thing I've ever been through. But it worked.
Yeah, it can.
Many years later.
It can work.
So I want to talk for a minute about the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
The part they're not saying out loud, and the reason they're twisting themselves into all these knots, is they basically believe it's a delusion.
Right.
And they can't come right out and say, no, medical science is, you know, nuts.
Right.
So they're in their heads, parents who indulge this delusion are abusing their children.
Oh.
So what they're sort of saying is, this is delusional for now, and that's a big for now. We're going to let adults who have this delusion do whatever they want about it. But children are not going to go through this because of their delusions. And we're saying that's the same for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not discriminatory. They don't believe gender identity is a thing.
Right.
And that's why they can't even make it discriminatory.
Well, yeah.
And they just can't come out loud and say, this is delusional, you're all nuts. But that's that is what they think.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's where they justify it, I think, in
yeah.
their brains, is that it's not a thing, and how dare you think that. We had some good news. We talked about it a little earlier, that E. Jean Carroll won in the appeals against Donald, ruling against his request to have the government step in and as a party, because Garland was doing that for a minute and then he dropped it, thankfully.
Okay.
As you know. And it's one step, and now he might actually have to pay the $83 million. So that's good news.
That is good news.
You know, I mean, she deserves it. She was,
she's been relentless in this,
fantastic.
Pursuit of justice, and I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not easy.
No.
Everything she went through publicly to fight this man was re-traumatizing all over again, and she has stayed the course and stayed steady. Her lawyer's incredible. I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, no, she's great, and she was on with Joyce Vance. We talked about this as well. And she said to Joyce Vance, which was interesting, she said, had he testified, he might have hung the jury. I mean, in civil cases, it's different than in...
Interesting.
She's like, because he was able to convince voters after the first 4 years to vote for him again, some for the third time. Mm-hmm. And certainly some for the second time, if, you know, some for the first time. But he was convincing these people. So she said, yes, I think he might have been able to had he testified. But Joyce Vance pushed back, and I agree with Joyce, that he is not controllable.
No.
His lawyer
had he testified, he probably would have admitted to another crime.
Probably. Probably. I mean, that's why he was smart enough in his brain to not testify in any of his, but I mean, we saw the depositions with E. Jean Carroll, and we know, so that was damning enough. But yeah, he, so you know, E. Jean's happy, and I'm glad that this is moving on. I assume he's going to appeal it as high as he possibly can.
Yeah, but we'll take the good news when we can get it, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm very glad about that. Now, he has a sad because he hasn't been able to play golf in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's complaining, he's whining.
He's a little whiny little thing. He said, you know, while the stupid flagpoles were being erected at the White House, he said, he told reporters, 35 club championships, you know that? I haven't hit a ball in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And somebody joked, it's time to get out there. And Donald replied, been a little busy. Wouldn't you rather me doing what I'm doing in the end? No, I'd rather you just play golf and get out of my hair. I'd rather you just do that and nothing else and take Stephen Miller with you. Apparently, according to Rick Riley, who wrote the 2019 book Commander in Chief, he says what happens is he'll open a new golf course because he owns 14 and operates five more. He says he'll play the first club champion by himself and declare himself the club championship so that he can put the name on the wall.
I feel like that's when we used to play Monopoly, and you'd be like draw that card and be like, you came second in the beauty pageant, and my family used to say, and you were the only one there.
That's fantastic. That's very funny. See, I know where you get it from. Oh, that's funny. And while he was, you know, putting up the flagpoles yesterday or having others do it, he basically did an impromptu immigration spot check.
Yeah. He checked the immigration status of all the workers.
As if they had their passports or their green cards on them.
Yeah.
He said, I'll be checking. They'll be checking you. You won't believe. Your whole life will be destroyed because of this press conference, because he was talking to workers. He said, they'll destroy these people. I didn't want to tell them that before they stood up, but they'll end up being, and he's so-and-so. This one is from you know where. Don't worry. I think you're going to be okay. I'll be right behind you. And the worker says, thank you. He goes, I'll be far behind you. And the workers laughed and goes, no, I'll be right behind you. And it's like, I can't.
When is the raid going to happen on Mar-a-Lago? When's ICE going to go to Mar-a-Lago? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just... The cognitive dissonance on the other side drives me insane that no one over there cares about this stuff. They just don't seem to care.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
we've always been the party of empathy, and so it's maddening for those of us paying attention. And if you're not mad, you're not paying attention.
Along those same lines, right this second, I'm getting notices on my Ring account that there's an ICE raid in my neighborhood going on right now.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh,
so my God. Yeah. so I don't know. You know, are they going to check my papers before I have to go back home? I have no idea. I'm kind of over here thinking
I don't know. Like I've said, if they're not identifying themselves as federal agents with warrants, feel free to call the cops.
Yeah,
100%.
Because right now, like we said earlier, a guy dressed as a police officer assassinated two people over the weekend. So I don't even care if they're dressed like that, especially if they have masks over their faces.
I'm not opening my door to anybody.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And unless they've got a warrant, they have no right to.
I don't open my door to anybody anyway.
Same. I don't either. But it's quite frightening what's going on. And wow, that's scary, Chris.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've got, you know, let's play number 9.
Okay.
This is Mayor Bass.
Like in Los Angeles, it's felt like we're part of a grand experiment. What happens? How far will the public tolerate the federal government intervening and seizing power from a governor? Mm-hmm. And I think it's being tried out here. I think it's no secret that there was tension between the governor and the president. And I just think it's so unfortunate that we were the test case for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Now, but to get on a different thing right now, even though it's similar, do we know what Kristi Noem's allergic reaction was to? Was that being with RFK Jr. at some toxic plant?
I would assume it was due process. But
the truth?
The truth?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
There's no way that they're going to announce what she was allergic to because there are some bad actors. Like, if they're like, it's, you know, gluten.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, here's a muffin, Kristi Noem. You know what I mean?
We promise it's gluten-free.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. We'll forever find out what it was. But, you know, I think what's hard is that when... I hate that I've turned into the person when those articles come out that, you know, a lot of us are like, good. Like, maybe she should suffer a little bit. Don't want her to die. But she's, you know, wreaking havoc on other people. I have now turned into the person where I don't care. Like, and I want to care. I want to care about all other human beings, but they have created a situation where some people, if something were to happen to them, I'm not sure I would care.
Well, here's Jimmy Kimmel, 13. He had something funnier to say about this.
Trump's starting to get nervous about deporting the people who pick our fruits and vegetables. Stephen Miller and Kristi Noem are mad at Trump's Secretary of Agriculture because she asked Trump to change the policy to let farm workers stay to work, which he briefly did before changing his mind. Kristi Noem was said to be furious, and then she had to be rushed to the hospital yesterday for what they said was an allergic reaction. I hope she had an allergic reaction to a dog. I really do.
I mean, that's where my empathy towards her dies, is what she did to that poor puppy.
Absolutely. My friend actually went viral because of her sign. I'm talking like people have shared it everywhere. JoJo shared it and then it went crazy and Allison Gill shared it. And it's basically the poem about Kristi Noem.
Right.
And it said, Kristi, she shot her puppy. And then the next line is, she's a, and it rhymes with bunt. And that's all the poem is.
Yeah.
And it has gone. She's getting texts from people in New Zealand that they saw it on their social media. It's that she is. She's a horrible human being for that. And I'm sure many other things, but that really is a big one.
That really is. Like, really? You could have given the dog away. There are so many things besides what she did to that dog and the goat, mind you, that she didn't
have to do. Wasn't just one animal.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the other side does have this thing with animals, doesn't it? RFK Jr., Christy Noem.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's bizarre.
It is. And Donald doesn't have dogs. He doesn't like dogs. And it's like,
Donald doesn't like dogs. Let's be clear. Dogs don't like Donald.
That's also true.
That is the
babies and dogs, they know.
Yeah.
They all know.
Who doesn't like dogs? Yep.
Donald Trump.
Donald, he doesn't like them at all.
And they don't like him.
They don't. Yeah. And they're mutual. Smart. Yeah. They're very, very smart. It is 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Stephanie's glowing face.
Oh, yeah.
Vibrance. All right. Tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I have a ton. If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Wow. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Buongiorno, I'm Fabio, and I'm very interested in
Stephanie Miller.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom from Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cozy Earth. If you ever try to sleep through a summer because you know the struggle, the flipping of the pillows, tossing covers, sweating through the night, it happens to all of us until you discover Cozy Earth sheets. They're not your average sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is a naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking. It's designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, people have been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pet Collection, which sounds fantastic, is ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There is no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury shouldn't be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us. You'll feel the difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Victoria in Missouri, you're on with Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Love what you do, and we appreciate you supporting the trans people. I'm a trans as well as a veteran. And
thank you for your service.
Yes, in the 80s. Thank you. If you're a politician, I'd tell you what to do with that.
Go on, Marlon.
And talk to me about that.
Uh-huh.
And stuff. But anyway, I'll tell you that another time when I call in. But the thing is they also signed an executive order yesterday or before that because the way our laws and stuff are written in the VA and everything,
right,
or other than racism and stuff, they can literally now deny health care to veterans that are trans.
Yep.
Oh, and unmarried people.
It's horrible.
Yes.
And that means my hormones will stop. Yeah. They've already canceled those appointments, those endocrinology appointments. And when you're in the VA system, you have to have the endocrinology doctor to get those hormones.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
darling. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you can find somebody else who will help take care of you in Missouri. I'm really, really sorry.
Well, like I said, the biggest deal is all my disability because I came out has been exacerbated with my PTSD and my my Medicare that I get and everything, that they can literally basically cut my pay and everything else or make me homeless.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I hope you get some help. That's just awful. Yeah, the unmarried people. Yeah, her. This is terrible for her to have to go through this.
It's mind-blowing that we don't take care of our veterans, the people that are putting their lives on the line for this country to protect it and the Constitution and all of our rights. And now you have these people in the White House that either have never served or
I'm not saying he dishonorably served, but he doesn't seem like he was a very honorable man.
Right.
We're talking about Kegseth. Deciding who gets rights and who gets medicine and who gets to be, you know, remembered as a hero in this country. It's awful. I know we're up against the end of the show.
Yeah.
I love you all. My
Do you have anything
community.
Else?
I love you.
Are you doing anything
the gay
this
of the
weekend?
Day. Gay
Besides
of the day.
The gay of the day today?
Gay of the Day today is, like I said, Carl Bean. Go watch it. Go share it. Instagram, DG Comedy. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Dana.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll check in with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke.
And we'll hear more great local music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says Iran's missiles injured 271 people this morning. No one was killed. Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting a damaged hospital in Beersheba said,
in this hospital, there are patients who are immobile. They can't even move. Right next to it is a children's ward, a baby's ward, infants. They targeted.
Nothing today from President Trump about whether America will join Israel in attacking Iran. Russia says any military intervention by the U.S. would be an extremely dangerous step with truly unpredictable negative consequences. Consequences at the gas pump. The national average now $3.20 a gallon, up 2 cents overnight, up 13 cents since Saturday. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry reports 12 dead trying to reach aid distribution sites today. Strong hurricane making landfall today near Acapulco. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. More rain is coming.